Okay, let's get into today's daf. Today's daf is daf Samach in Masechet Shabbos, and we will discuss the status of Chol HaMoed, the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed, and the Isser Malacha of Chol HaMoed. Where does this come up? The Mishnah quotes a gzera that was made in the times of the Tanoim against wearing sandal hamesumar on Shabbos. One is not allowed to go out with a sandal hamesumar because there was a terrible tragedy that took place in the days of the Mishnah and earlier. A bunch of people holed up in a cave and they thought that the enemy was coming or they thought that somebody had walked out. And Lamaisa, they tried to get out and daku ze bazeh, and they killed each other even more than what the enemy would have done. So they made a gzera, and the story happened to happen on Shabbos. They made a gzera against wearing sandal hamesumar on Shabbos. The Gemara says if it was a dangerous situation, why didn't they ask her even if bechol? Bechol nami litzar samach haman aleph towards the bottom. Answers the Gemara, maisa kiavi b'shabbos havi. They didn't want to make things too difficult. They just asked based on what the story was. Says the Gemara, b'yantiv lishteri. So if it was just limited to Shabbos, so why on yantiv is it mutter? Why Yantiv isn't in Mutter, but we learned that Alamat tonight, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Beitza that a person can send gifts, Mishalchen Kalim B'Yantiv, Bein Tfurin, Bein Shein and Tfurin, have a low B'Sandal HaMasumar. You cannot send this Sandal HaMasumar on Yantiv, so you see Yantiv is also included. The Gemara says, B'Shabbos, my time, Di'ika Knufya. Why on Shabbos do we answer it? Because there are big gatherings on Yantiv, so there, and therefore we're nervous about the sandal hamesumar, so b'yantiv nami ika knufya. So on yantiv also there are gatherings. Rashi ika knufya. What does it mean? There are gatherings on Shabbos. Ein osin malacha. There is an iser malacha. People don't do malacha on Shabbos. Vinik batz and labate knesios labate medrashos. They come together in shuls or in bate medrash. Kehi maisa tahavi knufya. And therefore, that's why it was asur. Says the Gemara, what about a tainus? Tainus sibur. A fast day, ika knufya, people also gather in shuls to daven, or even in the street, litzar. So why don't we asur on fast days also? Maisa kihave, biknufya di isura. No, we only limited it to a similar case to what was in the original story, where there was a gathering based on an isur malacha. And that's what allowed for the gathering. Hacha kinufya de hetera havi. But on a fast day, it's a kinuf. It's a gathering of hetera, not based on a type of day of Isra Malacha. And therefore, that wasn't included in the gzera. Good. So what is the issue of Isra Malacha? Because there's an Isra Malacha, people go to shul. Because there's no Isra Malacha, go to shul. So Rashi again said, there's an Isra Malacha, and therefore that causes people to go to shul and gather. And therefore, that's where the danger comes in. If you look in the Shita L'Ran, the Shita L'Ran has another idea. After quoting the idea from Rashi, Pirish Dahainu Shabbos V'yantiv Da'asurin Basiyas Malacha, Ukidei, and he adds, Shalo Yahafoch Yemei Simchasam Umoadam Le'evel. We don't want, on these days of Shabbos, with this Oneg, let's say, and Yantif, where there is Simcha, unless maybe he's saying there's even Simcha on Shabbos, Machalokas Rishonim, Ukidei Shalo Yahafoch Yemei Simchasam Umoadam Le'evel. We don't want these days to turn into mourning. Shalo Yizachru Lahem Hatakala Habala Vosayim. So it's not reminded, the Takala that befell their forefathers, if they see the Sandal Masumar, they'll get very upset, they'll remember what happened. Veninsa Nimna'in Bisimcha Shabbos V'yantif. Shu Mitzvah L'smoach U'lehisaneg Bohem. Asur b'Shabbos V'yantif. So they asur on Shabbos V'yantif because it's a Mitzvah of Simchas Yantif and it's a Mitzvah of Oneg. And therefore, the Chazal said, we're going to not allow you to use this, wear the Sandal HaMasumar, because if you see that, you're going to remember, oh, you remember those Sandal HaMasumars? You see somebody wearing it, you'll remember the tragedy. We don't want that to happen. So it's a second idea, not just this gathering, and therefore it might be dangerous, but there's a gathering, and people will see each other with those shoes, and that would be a problem. A possible nafgamina between these two reasons might be Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed, there's not an Isser Malacha as much as a Shabbos and a Yantif. There are heterim to the Isser Malacha, as we will talk about. Davar Ha'avid and Maisa, that's not Uman, and Ein Lo Mayochal. So there are heterim. So maybe if you look at it on a practical level, a Chol HaMoed, we're not in shul as much as we are on Shabbos and Yantif. So maybe if the reason is the shul, so maybe one would say that you could wear the Sandal HaMasumar on Chol HaMoed. But if the reason is Simchas Yantif, so then the Rambam says clearly, there is Simchas Yantif on Chol HaMoed. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yantif, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Vishmonas Yimei HaChag, Im Shar Yomim Tovim. Interesting lashon. What other holidays are there? Pesach and Sukkot with the others. They're Shavuos. Okay, what else? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Are they included in this? Unclear. Im Shar Yomim Tovim. It says plural. Kulam asurim behesped v'tainis. V'chayev adam lios behen sameach v'tov lev. A person has to be happy on those days. And the good of heart, tov lev. Hu vana v'ishto b'nei beiso. V'chol anil v'malav sh'ne'emar v'samachta b'chagecha. V'samachta b'chagecha. And even though the Rambam says, al v'sha simcha ha'amur kan, he karben shlamim, even though the context of the pasuk is a shlamim, yesh b'chol osa simcha l'smach hu vanav u'b'nei beiso kol echad v'echad karoi lo, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So we see, 7 days, 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, that includes chol hamoed, there is simchas yantif. The Rambam also later on in Halacha Chav Beis of the same parak, Yamim Shebein Rishon Vishvi'i Shal Pesach, Verishon Vishmini Shal Chag HaSukkos, Vehein Begola, Arba'a B'toch HaPesach, Hamisha B'toch HaChad, Hema Nikra'im, Cholo Shal Moed. V'Nikra'in Moed. Interesting formulation of the Rambam. They are called Cholo Shal Moed, and they're called Moed. V'yafal Pishim Chayavim B'Simcha, there it is. Even though there is a chiv of simchas yantif, as the Rambam said earlier, va'asurin behesved v'tayinis, mutar lispurat haman chacham b'fanav, there are certain heterim that you have. But he says, there's simchas yantif. So if there's simchas yantif, then if you take the reason of the shita l'ran, that the reason you can't wear a sandal masumer is because we don't want you to get upset and ruin your simchas yantif, so maybe chalamoid also, we don't want your simchas yantif to be ruined. Good. There are a number of gemaras about the Isser Malacha itself relating to Chol HaMoed, relating to Chol HaMoed and the status. Yes, the Gemara Chagiga has the original source of it, which we'll get to B'ez Hashem soon, the source of the Isser Malacha of Chol HaMoed, but there are other gemaras that implicitly discuss it. For example, the Gemara in Maseches Megillah discusses how many Alios we have, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have the whole list. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis discusses Kol Sheyesh Bo Bitul Malacha Kegon La'am Kegon Tain Tzibur V'Tishabav Karin Gimel V'She'ein Bo is if there's Bitul Malacha for the Am like a fast day or Tishabav. So then, like Rashi says, Bitul Malacha B'Mashi Ma'achra Bezak Neses a fast day. So then Karin Gimel you have three Elias V'She'ein Bo Bitul Malacha La'am Kegon Rashi Chadashim v'Cholo Shamoed. If it's not going to cause a bit of malacha by being in shul a little too long, Rosh Chodesh, Rashi quotes here about women not doing malacha, and Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed, going back a little later, is not going to cause you a bit of malacha. So Gemara clearly seems to say that there is a lemaisa, no bit of malacha. What level of iser? That is not clear. But that's the Gemara. People aren't going to work. Even before we continue, there is a nafka mina lahalacha that might depend on the iser malacha of Chol HaMoed. There's a big question about tefillin. We know we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. No wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. What about Chol HaMoed? Why don't we tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif? Because Shabbos and Yantif are osos, and tefillin is an os, and you don't need the os of tefillin when you have the os of Shabbos and Yantif. Right? There's a Rabbeinu Bachai that says, Alpi shnei edim yakum davar, two edim. So you have mila and tefillin during the week, and mila and Shabbos on Shabbos. But if I wear tefillin on Shabbos, so then I'm going to be mezalzel on the Os of Shabbos. So that's where the tour in Siman Laman Aleph and Arachayim. Shabbos v'yantav lav zman tefillin hein. Good. V'cholo shal moed, yesh mistafkin bo. That's a suffix. Im hu zman tefillin, umanichen osan bolo bracha. Is it zman tefillin, and we would put it on without a bracha, because of the other Rishonim. V'adoniya v'harash zalhaim minichen mevarech aleim. The Rosh would make a bracha even. The Torah says others make it without a bracha. Wear it without a bracha, and the Rosh says, "Umavarech alein." You wear it with a bracha. If you look in the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef quotes Tosfos. Tosfos in Menachas and Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis talks about this is related to the Isser Malacha. Aha Damridan Yasu Shabbosos V'Yamin Tovim Shem Atzmam Kriyim Os Lav Mishum Da Asiri Basias Malacha Da Filu Chalamoed To Shari Basias Malacha Ika Os BePesach To Aser Bachilas Chametzu BeSukkas To Chay BeSukkah. So Chalamoed also has those halachas. So he says no, but if you look in the last parak of Moed Katan Mashba Chalashamoed is Chay Tefillin, Lav Rayahu, he goes back and forth. But then towards the end says the Beis Yosef, Yachshav Nagu Kol B'nei Sfarad, Shelo La'anicham B'Chol HaMoed. Right, all B'nei Sfarad, they don't wear tefillin B'Chol HaMoed. V'shamati, Shemikodim Ayim Anichan Osa B'Chol HaMoed, Kedivrei HaRosh. They used to wear it on B'Chol HaMoed, like the Rosh. V'acharkach, Matzu Shekasav Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, B'Ma'amar Echad, She'asur La'anicham B'Chol HaMoed. But they found in the name of the Rashbi, in the Kabbalistic sources, not to wear Chol HaMoed, v'yalkei nimnu milanichem b'Chol HaMoed. And that's why they stopped wearing it on Chol HaMoed, v'chein kasa mori dodi, Rabbi Yitzchak Cairo. He quotes his uncle Rabbi Yitzchak Cairo, b'tshuva, v'cholu, and he continues quoting Kabbalistic sources, and therefore he says at the end of the piece, u'me'achar, she'tabitamuda didon, lonis pardin zebeferish. Right, because it's not clear in any Gemara, says the Beis Yosef in Shas Bavli, whether we're tefillin achal amoid or not. Mi yarev libo lo geshes lavra bekumba asel divri yishuvim bayachoy hamaflik kolkach beisr hanachasan. Again, the Beis Yosef says elsewhere that if there's a machlokas between the nigla and the nistar, between the Gemara and the Zohar, you go by the Gemara. But here, says the Beis Yosef, there is no Gemara mefureshes. If there is no Gemara mefureshes and there is mefuresh yishuvim bayachoy, don't wear tefillin achal amoid. So then he says that wins, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Aleph says that we don't wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. That is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. B'Chol Hamoed Gamkein Asur La'Aniach Tefillin Be'Atam Azeh Ba'Atzmo Shiyemei Chol Hamoed Gam Heim Os. That is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. That it is also. If you look in the Ramah here, the Darkei Moshe of a B'Chol Dilo Seinu Manichet B'Moed and Mavarchan Aleim Kedivir Arash El Shem Mavarchan Aleim B'Kol Rum Be'Beis Agneses Kamo B'Shar Yemos Achol. The Darkei Moshe says, no, we do it like the Rosh. We just don't say it out loud. That is the Ramah. The Taz is bothered by that. What do you mean don't say it out loud? Don't say it out loud what Hashem knows. What's the point? Not saying it out loud. You don't want other people to hear? What does that mean? Says the Taz, Nira, to be komakom, mishem anichem below bracha b'chol amoed shaper of it. Kiva the kaimalon, b'chol duchta brachos eina ma'akvin, v'azor maflig ma'od bonash anachasim b'chol amoed. Do it without a bracha, says the Taz. After all, brachos are never ma'akiv the mitzvah, and the Zohar, after all, says you shouldn't put it on in the first place. V'harash atzmo kasa b'maskanasa, v'amavarech lo hifsid, shma minadechi v'varech, v'hu lo ra, sefer ha-Zohar, v'kapazav ha-gos b'manios. And then he says, "Venira li od." Tamanicha mechala moed says the Taz, "Yesh lecholtzon kodem halal." Once you take it off, you take it up for halal, and surely before kriyas haTorah, shame ba'im bishvil ha moed. But again, and he ends off by saying, "V'haminak shukas of Ramashi mevarcha mechala ramu tamua to klapi shmaya mi mechalkinan bein seiser legalui." Mitzad Hashem, what difference does it make? Obviously, there are must things, maybe it has to do with a zilzal of having to do with other people. But either way, the Beis Yosef says that there is no Gemara Mefureshes about this. And that's what led to the Beis Yosef saying it's Usser, the Ramah quoting that maybe you can't do it, but not out loud. The Taz says, no, you just don't make the bracha. Maybe there's a Tanai. Again, that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes. But think if I'm Mechuya, then I'm doing L'Shem Mitzvah, and if not, I'm not. Okay, but there are two great Achronim that say maybe there is a Gemara. Maybe there is a Gemara. There's such a conviction. Rav Soloveitchik said he asked his father. There was a Gemara in Maseches Arachin that we're about to see right now. And he says, there's not even a suffix? He thinks the Gemara in Arachin is clear that there is no tefillin on Chol Hamoed. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, yes, it's a vadai. Right? It's not even a suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. Just put it on. No, it's a vadai. What's the Gemara? That's the Gemara in Arachin Daf Yud about Hala. About Hala. Gemara goes through all of the different ingredients when you would say Hallel. When you would say Hallel. So Gemara says on Yud Amar Aleph that there are 18 days in Eretz Yisrael that Aisha Yachad Gomer Ben Esa Hallel. And what are the 18 days? Shmonas Yimei Achag, 8 days of Sukkot, Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, that's 16. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Yom Tov Shal Atzeres. So first day of Pesach and Shavuos, that's 18. What about all the other days? That's what the Gemara says. What about Sukkot versus Pesach? Maishna Bachag, Dam Rina Kol Yoma. Why on Sukkot do we say it every day? On Pesach, you only say full halal the first day. Why? Says the Gemara, Dechag chalukim b'karbon oseim. Sukkot has a different carbon every day. The Pesach ain't chalukim b'karbon oseim. Pesach does not. And therefore, what does it mean, separate carbon? It probably means a separate Kedushas Hayom. And therefore, halal requires a unique carbon for the day, which means a full Kedushas, a new, unique Kedushas Hayom. So that's required, and that's why all the days of Pesach has the same carbon as the previous days, and therefore there's no Hallel, while Sukkot does. Says the Gemara, okay, what about Shabbos? Shabbos, Dachaluka, B'Karbon, Asel, Lema. What about Shabbos? Shabbos has a different carbon, a unique carbon. So why do you say Hallel on Shabbos? Lo'ikri Moed. Ingredient number two. It has to be Moed and separate carbon. Rosh Chodesh, Dikri Moed, Lema. What about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh has a separate carbon, and it's called a Moed. Says the Gemara, Lo'ikdish, Ba'asiyas Malacha. Rosh Chodesh wasn't sanctified with an Isser Malacha. And therefore, that's the third ingredient. It has to be Chalukin Karbon Oseihan, Kol Demoed, and Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. Dichsiv, Hashir Yalachem, Kalelas Kadesh Chag, Laila, Mekudesh L'Chag, Toan Shira, Shem Mekudesh L'Chag, Ein Toan Shira. What about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? It's called Demoed, it's Ikdish, and it is Chalukin Karbon Oseihan. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not appropriate for Shana Yom Kippur. Efshar Malach Yoshev Akisei Da'adim V'siv Yechayim V'esim Psuchon Lefan Avatim Amashira. Okay, it's not appropriate to say Halal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What about Chanukah? Doesn't have all of these things. That's a different type of Halal. That's Tahalo Mishim Nes. What about Purim? Why don't we say it? Sagmar has the three reasons why we don't say Halal on Purim. But the Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, maybe in the name of his father, Reb Chaim, was Medayik. One second, the Gemara says, why don't you say Halal on the Chol HaMoed Pesach? Doesn't have a separate carbon. What about Shabbos? Not called the Moed. Rosh Chodesh? It's not Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. What's that mashma? Why didn't the Gemara answer Lo Ikdish Basiyas Malacha earlier? Right, what about Chol HaMoed Sukkos? It's also Lo Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. How can you say Halal every day? Haraya, Chol HaMoed is Ikdash Basiyas Malacha. There are heterim, but there is a full-fledged Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed with heterim and allowances, as is described by the tour, summarized in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. But it's Ikdash. The inner sanctification applies to Chol HaMoed, and that's why it's a full os, and you don't wear tefillin. If you look in Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shachter quotes this from Rav Soloveitchik on page Ayin Zayin, and he says, "Ramosha Soloveitchik haya noik shelo laniach tefillin b'chol haShemoyed k'das agro v'chei noag Rabbeinu sheyichye acharav upam b'yaldus oshar Rabbeinu laviv." The Rav asked his father, "My time in Enemach Tefillin, even if we pass like the girl LaHakel, but it's a machlokas gedola bin the Rishonim." His father said, "Ein safek klau." From the Gemara in Erechin, it says, "Behedya k'tushas chol haShemoyed shave l'k'tushas yantif." It's full-fledged Kedusha. It's just different because it has certain heterim. But that is the unbelievable Gemara. And the Soloveitchiks felt that it was a Vadai. Beis Yosef obviously did not. But that is one Gemara that is brought. If you look in the Avnei Nezer has a different Gemara that he feels. The Avnei Nezer says it can't be that such a major idea is not mentioned in Shas anywhere. The Avnei Nezer in the second Shuva, in the whole Avnei Nezer, Simin Beis in Arachayim, says the Avnei Nezer, how could it be? It's impossible that we don't know this halacha from the Torah. It's only from the Zohar? That's the only place that we find that you can't wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. Gam yadua ki chachmas haKabbalah nikres nishmas haTorah. Kabbalah is the neshama hamispasetes b'toch hilchos Torah shebal peshim gufei Torah ukemosha kol kochos neshama. Near im be'evari haguf, you see the neshama through the guf. Kein near, because the neshama itself is invisible, as the Gemara says in Brachas. Kein near im pnimius tamei mitzvahs b'shebezor b'toch atorah nigles. You have to be able to see it through the nigla. So the pnimius has to be through the nigla. So where is it? Ukefia nira kodem shenizgal a sefer haZohar. How you call you saw an organ laniach bo tefillin? So you're going to say everybody was wearing tefillin until they found the Zohar, and like the Rosh. It's impossible. So again, we're stuck. We're stuck to say there's no raya in Shas Bavli anywhere. Ulam, says the Avnei Nezer, Bechemlas Hashem alai yagati umatzasi tamin. Sheteisili matzasi derech nachon levar divskoi helchus abashas chalamoy lazan tefillin. I found a raya. What's the raya? A Gemara in Meseches Krisus. Daftes Amid Aleph. The Gemara there talks about, if you have a Ger Toshav, we know a non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So what if you have a Ger Toshav who is a non-Jew? So what does he have to do on Shabbos in order to not be violating keeping Shabbos? How much malacha does he have to do? So there are three different opinions in the Gemara there in the, where is it here? Daftes Amid Aleph in the second parak of Maseches Krisus. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. Ger Toshav Mutter Blasos Malacha B'Shabbos La'atzmo Ki Yisro B'Chol HaShemoyed. So he could do Malacha on Shabbos like Yisro does on Chol HaMoed. So if a Jew, like a Jew acts on Chol HaMoed, if a guy does that, then he's violating Shabbos. That's fine, because that's what you do. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ki Yisro B'Yantif. No, he acts like a Jew on Yantif. Rabbi Yossi Omer Oseh B'Shabbos La'atzmo Ki Yisro B'Chol. He has to act like it's weekday. If you don't act like it's weekday, that's called keeping Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad ger toshav echad eved v'amah toshavim osim malacha b'shabbos la'atzman ki Yisrael b'chol. Bechol says that the goy has to act like that shita that he has to treat it as if it's wheat. He can't even treat it as if it's chalamoid. Because if the goy acts like a Jew does on chalamoid, if a goy on Shabbos acts like a Jew does on chalamoid, that's considered keeping Shabbos. And therefore, that is not allowed. Says the Avnei Nezer, what do you see from there? Reb Shimon Shita, we pasken like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Shita is that Cholamoid is on the same level as a Shabbos. And it's Reb Shimon Lishitaso, says the Avnei Nezer. Al Karchach Av Cholamoid is Osi B'nei B'neichem. Al Kain, Svirle, B'Sefer Azor, the Cholamoid Aser B'Tfilim, Shem Gamkin Os, Me'atar, Me'atar, Ifska Hilchazah B'Krisos, Reb Shimon, Al Karchach, Alok Reb Shimon, B'Sefer Azor, B'Zeh, Delok Reb Yosef Glili, V'Rebbe Akiva. And therefore he says, Das HaMenichan Tfilim B'Cholamoid, Yesh Panem B'Alai, Seh Machogis Tanoim. So those who wear Tfilim, Kirulan, Reb Akiva and Reb Yosef Glili. And we don't pass in that way, V'Chulu, Sov Dover, he says, Nisbara Heite Barayos, the Cholamoid loves Man Tfilinu. I feel that's a Rambam, that Melechas Cholamoid is Durabanan. Still, he could say that Cholamoid is loves on Tfilin, even on a Daraisa level. But either way, that's an interesting discussion of Tfilin on Cholamoid, having to do with the reflection of the status of Cholamoid. The actual Isra Malacha of Cholamoid, that's the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches, five different sources for the Malacha. What is the Malacha? Machlokas Rishonim had to understand all of those sources. Daraisa, Darabanan, Tosfos there assumes it's Daraisa in the name of Rashi and the Rashbam. Tosfos assumes himself as Darabanan. He quotes the language of the Yerushalmi. Beautiful Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, Beis Gimel. What's the purpose of Chalamoed? Kadesh Yup Ochlim Vishosim Vyagain Batora. Veinu Nachlim Shasun Upachsin. To learn to sit and be able to learn Torah. So that sounds like a Darabanan. Daraisa? That's what it says in Malacha? Could be. Could be. The Rambam clearly says it's Darabanan. The Rambam in Zion Aleph says Malachas Chalamoid is Darabanan. The Magen Mishnah there, here, in Zion Aleph, says that maybe, quotes the Ramban, that maybe there's a chilek. Any Malacha that's Davar Ha'avid that you're not allowed to do, that's Daraisa. Other Malachas that you're allowed to do, some of them, it is Darabanan. But the Rambam's Lashon is, Aser Batiyas Malacha, Kideisha Lo Yia Kishar Yimei Achol, Shein Ben Kedusha Klau. So it's clear the Rambam says that it is Durabanan. The Gemara does use the principle, we'll have to have a separate shiur about this, Be'ez Hashem, about Masra Akasa L'Chachamim, which the principle that maybe even if it's Daraisa, there could be some chilukim within the Malachis. Again, not for now, a major topic, but this is some ideas regarding the Kedusha of Chalamoed having to do with Isra Malacha and to do with Tefillin. We'll stop here.